This particular podcast is going to be devoted to a judgment of 1996 called Gaigozos and Austria. In this case, the applicant was, or rather had been, a worker in Austria. And at one stage, he had fell into bad health, and not having any resources any longer, he wanted to be able to begin to draw on his pension. And he would have been able to do that had he been Austrian. But because he was an alien, he could not do that. So he turned to Strasbourg and he said that that was a discrimination on ground of nationality, which was contrary to Article 14 of the European Convention on Human Rights. And the court accepted that. And in fact, it accepted that by unanimity. There was no dissenter. Also, there appears to have been no deliberation, no long debates. It appears to have been a case extremely straightforward, so that everybody at the court agreed that a difference of treatment purely on ground of nationality would have to be justified by very weighty reasons if that was going to be considered to be legitimate under the convention. So really, for the rights of migrants, this appears to be a superb judgment. And in many ways it is, but in other ways it is nonetheless a judgment which should also make us reflect a little bit further. One of the reasons why I'm saying that is that the court used the phrase very weighty reasons. The first time it had used that phrase is actually in a judgment that we have encountered previously, which is now for us the very famous Abdulaziz case. In that case, the European Court found a discrimination on ground of sex, and it found that it was not all right to let men be joined by their wives, but women not being able to be joined by their husbands. So that you will remember that the court found that there was a discrimination on ground of sex. And in its reasoning, it had said that any such difference would have to be justified by very weighty reasons, because equality on ground of sex had become a major goal in the Council of Europe. What we do not find in the Gaigozos judgment is a reference to the fact that equality, irrespective of nationality, would be a major goal in the Council of Europe. When we think about it, this is not entirely surprising, because in fact, equality between all human beings, irrespective of nationality, is not something that we are looking at achieving in Europe. Very often, we actually want to discriminate. Some people can come in, others cannot come in. Some people have right to work, others don't have right to work. Some people can be joined by their family, others cannot. And so, even though this Gaigozos judgment at the time seemed spectacular, in fact, the more you look into it, the more you realize that it was actually giving something which was already recognized, at least in Europe, which was the fact that if one individual contributed to a social security system, then he or she should be able to derive the benefits of that social security system. So that, in my view, also explains that Gaigozos only made a few ripples afterwards. It's not a judgment which has generated a lot of case law afterwards, although admittedly, the little case law it has generated by migrants who have been unable to draw on social benefits has been successful. So in any such case, the court has found a violation of the convention. But as I have said, that case law is not very wide in scope. Why? Because normally national law does recognize that migrants can dwell on social security as long as they are legally settled and contribute to the country.